This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, yo, what's good? This your boy, Big Daddy Kane. For those that can spell, the B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. And I'm in here right now with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy doing big things. You heard?
Drop that bomb on there, boy.
Nuclear bomb.
Man like Kane, you get me?
Feel you, man. And shouts out to our friend, man like Ian Bolesworth.
Yep.
Last 2 hours, he's been taking care of you right here on your favourite uncensored free station in the world.
That's right, FUBAR Radio, bitches and bitchettes. Don't ever forget the name.
And every week, me and Mice are here with you with that Hip Hop Fix Mondays, 4 p.m. Last week, I was away, though.
Yeah,
what happened,
you was
Mice?
Doing some famous ass shit last week, innit? Well, I got in reveal, you know, our resident poisonous poet.
Yeah,
He came through and helped
poetry.
Me out whilst I was behind the boards this time. So, you know, I'm scared. Yeah, it's exciting, but it's scary behind there, man. I don't know how you do it all the time. And manage to talk at the same time. It's all like, in my head, I was like, yo, what is going on here? But yeah, it was wicked. We had Lewis Parker come through as well.
I was so gutted to miss him and miss Reveal as well. Yeah. I love Lewis. And from the little bits I heard, he was speaking the Queen's English. And did he speak about his SP1200s?
He spoke about, we got into depth about production, about this day and age in terms of putting out music and, you know, the do's and don'ts, I guess.
Way cool. As well as
we got into one of your favourite producers as well.
Oh, yeah. That sounds nice.
Do you want to know his name? No. His name,
tell me.
Slavery Was a Choice.
Yeah! Let's keep promoting this new name of his.
Slavery Savagery was still lingering during last week. So, and we had a listen to a track off the new Nas album, which is produced by your favorite producer, aka Slavery Was a Choice. So, yeah, it was really cool, man. And we also had a wicked open mic with Noah Bouchard. We had Blink Marlo, as well as Chris Gabriel. And they killed it, man. They killed the open. It was a smooth one, you know?
Aww,
yeah.
Got it.
I think it was Astro Black was on the Blacksmith was on the beat.
I'll have to listen back on the website, FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. All past episodes up there. We've had some incredible guests on this show. Like, I mean, we've spoken to Evidence this year, Elzai, Crisis, the Jackson Jericho.
Rock Marciano.
It's insane. I mean, who's really bringing it like that?
Hey,
I'm talking worldwide. I'm not even just talking about shows in the UK. Who is really holding down hip hop like that? Am I just blowing my trumpet?
Let me just
put
that trumpet down for you.
Okay. And today, more of the same. We're going to be joined by guests live in the studio, Bucket Hat Jack and Earth Evil. They both have new projects that they're going to tell us all about, which I'm looking forward to hear about again, as we do every week. We've got the open mic as well, which it doesn't cease to amaze me how many MCs there are putting in that work in the UK.
The quality. I'm saying, like, listen, I'm in certain groups. I ain't going to hail out no names, but I'm in these, you know, people WhatsApp group. You add you into this WhatsApp group, that WhatsApp group, and bare people asking, right, so who are the new artists? What new, you know, what's the younger generation that are making hip-hop that got something to say? I'm like, bruv, tune in every week. Guaranteed you'll hear something right here on FUBAR Radio, Mondays, 4 to 6. I don't even need to say the rest. But it is Mice Diggy and DJ Sarah Love. Fast!
Yes! And of course, today we're going to be catching up on what's been going on in the world since me and Mice last spoke. But we want to hear from you guys, because this show truly is all about you. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. Hit us on the Twitter @foodbarradio. You can reach me @DJ Sarah Love.
You can reach me @MyStiggy. That's MYSDIGGI.
And we're going to get into a big up after this. But it's funny, this morning I saw my cat in this weather. He decided to move into my house like about 4 years ago. After he was trying for a year to move into the house, and I kept chasing him out the house.
You got to rephrase it. The cat's got you.
Under manners.
Yeah.
Under manners.
Wow.
And I really put a lot of thought into his name. Like, I took a lot of time to design his name.
What, like 4 years or? You only just mentioned
it.
We've been doing this show.
4 seconds. And he's called Tiger. What's up, Tiger?
Does he look like a tiger? Or
he does.
He's
gorgeous. Yeah. He's beautiful. Most beautiful cat in the world.
And you sure it's a he?
Yes, I'm sure it's a he.
Because you know what they do to cats nowadays.
Yeah, but he, no, it's just funny in this weather, he just acts like he's been smoking blunts all night and he's just like, I don't know what to do with myself, it's so hot out there.
Oh, wow.
So I thought
he's got that Garfield thing going on.
Yeah, which I think we can all relate to. What, it's like 29 degrees in London today?
Yep.
Which I ain't complaining and neither should you, but I thought it's an appropriate time to play you this track, brand new, from Children Aziz.
Ooh.
It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
You've had as much as you can take from so high and coming down. And I don't hear a single word they say. You can't turn my life around. See it in my been awake since Friday morning, and in the corner of my mind, I can hear my conscience calling, yeah.
This is Tyler Daly. I'm with my boy Connie Khan. It's Children of Zeus family.
Yo, big shout to Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Them my people, you see me? Yo.
Yo, I think who's about to say something else there.
My peoples, you get me?
Get me.
Nah, I messed up again.
We always just slip into knots.
Can't help it, man.
That's Children of Zeus. Slow Down is the name of the track from the brand new single. And it's the first taste from the forthcoming album.
Yeah, man, looking forward to that.
They're
going to
be on the show in a few weeks' time to help launch the new album. It's so exciting. Get involved. This is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Long.
And myself, Dr. Digmund Freud.
Digmundus.
It is that time for us to do something seriously great.
Yeah.
You know what we do at this time, other lovers. We remind you that it's great to be alive. Forget all the negative shit that you get out there. All the positive stuff is, that's all we need to think about right about now. Because it is that time, other lovers.
Yeah.
For our...
Big up! Sorry, I wasn't very swift on the button there. You do that part. Essential. But no, it is. And you know what I love is astronomy. Okay, this is when everyone falls asleep.
There should have been an echo there when you said that.
Yeah, and fireworks and things as well. Mm. And this weekend, it was the summer solstice, 21st of June, longest day of the year, people, which means every day from now gets shorter until the 21st of December.
I kind of didn't really want to know that, but I ain't going to lie. It does freak me out when it's like 10 o'clock and, you know what I mean? It feels like it's 8 or 7. You know, you're like,
mad
what?
Confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're driving home at like 3 and it's becoming daylight all of a sudden, you're like, man, your body's like, yeah, bruv, you're fucking up now because I want to sleep. You know
what and I mean? You want to keep checking your watch. You're like, hold on, did I get the time right? But no, I think it's one, what I love about it, I know that it is kind of like, oh, bummer, now every day's getting shorter. But, you know, I think it's absolutely beautiful, the truth of astronomy, because it's undeniable and it unifies us all. Like, whatever religion you are part of, whichever millennium you lived in, you know, this is something which we've been a part of. And things like the summer solstice remind us of this simple, wonderful beauty of Mother Nature that we are all part of. So I love it. It makes me happy, these moments. But also today, I would like to send a special
big up
to a writer that I adore, George Orwell. It's his birthday today.
Oh, is it today?
Yeah, today, fam.
Oh, wicked.
And he was born in...
Man like Orwell,
to the highest degree. Mm. He would have been 115 today. And he is the author of one of my favourite books. Have you read 1984?
I thought he was going to say Animal Farm. Joke. Yeah, 1984. Come on, 1984. If you ain't read 1984.
Which Animal Farm are you talking about? No.
Yeah, the Orwell one, DJ Sarah. And it's in a book. It's not DVD or video or wherever you used to watch it on back in the day.
It's not anyway, on an illegal site on the dark web.
Shout outs to Orwell, man. Serious. That's like, that's an eye opener. If you ever get to read 1984, you will come out the other side a new person.
Written in 1948, and it's widely considered one of the greatest pieces of English literature and English language novels. Like, I reckon everyone should read it. I've read it about 4 times, and I still love it so much. And if you've not read it, it's set in the year 1984, when most of the world's population are victims of a perpetual war that's going on, and this, like, omnipresent government surveillance and public manipulation. And I just think it's
basically
deep,
like,
because
how we're living now.
Exactly.
You know, he definitely was a soothsayer. Like, he could tell the future, man.
Yeah.
He wrote it down. So everyone can see
right there. Mm. And he's like, his work still influences like popular and political culture. I mean, a lot of vocab that's just part of everyday English language comes from him. I mean, there's the term like Orwellian, which basically means like living in this totalitarian state, which is interesting because just this weekend we had the elections in Turkey where President Erdogan, he's now been re-elected and he's changing all these laws, meaning that he'll have absolute rule in Turkey. He can pick all the courts, judges, all of this sort of stuff. It's just seeing the kind of things Donald Trump is doing at the moment in the States as well, where he's just is ruling on virtual, you know, it's just off the cuff, shooting from the hip what he feels is right. So it's just interesting how Orwell described these things to us in 1984. Big Brother, he came up with that phrase as well, who who mm-hmm. is the leader of the party that never loses, is always in power. And he is like, but no one's actually sure. There's no proof that he actually exists.
Yeah.
The thought police, another phrase that came from 1984, and
double speak.
He also spoke in the book about telescreens, which at that time in 1948, that mm-hmm. was not many families had TVs, but a telescreen is something in the book where it's a device that everyone has, and it operates as both a television, a security camera, and a microphone. I mean, currently what's happening with Apple is and Google, they are able to switch on your camera and your microphone on your phone or your computer and have access to that. So that's what you sign up to when you use a search engine like Google. So when you imagine that this is a time before the internet, before, like, you know, the popular culture, teenage movement and all these kind of things that he was talking about in the back room. Room 101, the place where people were sent, like a torture chamber in the Ministry of Love to re-brainwash people. You had thought quite so many other great things. One of... another line in the book that I love, which is like really deep, and this is one of the slogans of the party and of Big Brother. He says, "War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength." And this is how the population are brainwashed, which I feel there are similarities to that which is going on right now as well. Mm-hmm. He also says, "Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past." And, you know, obviously there's that famous line from Animal Farm, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others," which is kind of a little bit too close to what we've been seeing happening in these detention camps in the USA in these last 2 weeks, created just off the cuff by Donald Trump, where he's been separating families from children and all this kind of thing. So I just think as great writers, you know, if you're a fan of hip hop, you should be a student of the literary world, you know, not just a student of rap music kind of thing, because there's so much, it's just deep, like how concise this George Orwell wrote, and just the legacy and impact that it's still having today. It's quite incredible to me, really. But I know that kind of thing, people would rather I spoke about the beef with Pusha T and Drake and stuff like that, but but you know,
I was going to get into that actually.
But you know, really, it's not quite my department, but we do have to send a
big up
to England.
Oi, oi.
Hey, England.
Yeah, mate. You know what I mean? Go live. I tell you what, mate. A Dan pub, yeah?
Yeah, tell me,
it's
mate.
It's me, the lads, yeah? The missus, yeah. Like your next door neighbour, neighbour's dog. Do you know what I mean? He's got a terrapin as well, so he brought the terrapin with him and Granny's goldfish because we're looking after it. We was watching the match, mate. Oi, we went fucking in. Oi, come on, England. Yeah, nah, I missed it, man. I was too mashed up, but I did watch UFC, so fuck you.
But it was funny because, what, England won like 6-1 against Panama, oh, and everyone's just like, yes, we're bringing it home. I don't know
what they say. It just always sounds like that, though.
No matter
what team, it could be like Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. So we won anyway. So that means we're into the final 16, Sarah, which means...
Oh, what? Yeah, it means we're bringing it home. Football's coming home. 2018, football's
free,
coming home.
Free
back
lines
to England
on the shirt, mate. You know what I mean? Did a couple lines in the back room and came out and fucking representing the free lines, mate. Oi, oi.
But it was so funny. And then this also shows you the insight into the propaganda on the news. The way they were reporting it on the news. Obviously, it's nice to show, like, positive stories that uplift the population and everything. But it was really reported as though it was like, this is an incredible achievement, which obviously it is amazing. Yeah. It's the first time, like, what, we've had an English hat trick since like 900 or something. And then as you can see, it's not my department. But I did really Tony D, Poisonous Poetry, Tony Dangerous. I saw him tweet and he was like, "I'm gassed as the next man, but to be honest, but Panama are definitely the team on Hackney Marshes that smoke weed at halftime and have to separate the fighting baby mums on the touchline." And I was just like, yeah, because it's not like I mean, I ain't no expert, so I'm not trying to stand up here.
I think it might be Panama's first World Cup. I'm probably showing how...
And they got a
goal.
Much
of a football expert I am, but...
Yeah, and it was their first ever World Cup goal.
But the other thing is that England, you know,
You mean Ingerland?
Well as they were, you know, it did seem a bit ropey. People weren't sure whether England were going to do well this this World Cup because of, you know, bits and
Brexit.
Bobs.
Brexit. No, sorry. No.
Because of Windrush 70. Some of the players was like, boy.
Yeah, I'm representing Trinidad this year.
Yep, so that is Panama's first World Cup. So I do know about football, you bitch.
Yeah!
Yeah,
we know everything. No, but one of the really, truly wonderful things about the World Cup, Abby, Hannah, can you just back me up on this? And all ladies listening to the show, which I'm sure there's maybe a couple more other than me, Hannah, and
you
Abby.
Really,
the great service. It's a beautiful thing that the World Cup provides because it's a chance where us ladies, we get to just like eye up fit guys from all over the world and decide which country is the place we need to go next on holiday. Women in the Swedish stands,
yeah,
though.
And I was hearing like the Colombian women in the stands. This is what I was hearing, obviously. I weren't watching, but the Swedish ones were all throwing it. Oh, the jugglers were coming out.
The jugglers were coming out. Did you jugglers or juggling?
Yeah, whichever you want, you know what I'm saying? You can call it whatever you want, baby. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're in the stands and they come out.
But honestly, because there's some countries that you never really see much in the news or anywhere, and then you suddenly get to see their team, and you're like, wow, like, they're banging.
Yeah.
So,
well, the women, yes, of course.
Of course, of course. And then I wondered, do they still do an England song? Does that actually happen again?
Yeah, it goes, England, come on, something like that.
And then follow, buck someone in the face.
I might have been out of key, but basically those are the words. I'm pretty sure.
And you
about
just
that.
Need the fly and kick and stuff like that
as
well.
Just a
to
few, you know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But don't you love it at this time? You get to see the England flag left, right, and centre. You know, obviously.
I just explain to, because I was having this conversation last week with a friend of mine where I was like, you know, obviously I understand people have the England flag out because it's the football. But as a black person, it's a bit scary sometimes in
you do get a bit like, whoa, oh, yeah,
should
it's
I
World
be
Cup.
Here? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Euros, the World Cup. And you're like, wait, okay. They're celebrating that England's playing. But sometimes you'd be like, right, maybe do not trespass to black people?
You're at your own peril. If you're brown or black, you're covered here at your own peril.
But it's wicked, man. The spirit, I love, you know, I'm not like heavy into football like I used to be when I was younger. But when it comes to the World Cup, I'm into watching because it feels like it's all the best players in the world. You know what I mean? And there's so much involved. You know, the French are saying, yes, we beat you. Or, you know, like.
It is.
And I was lucky, man. I got to do a little, you know, wrap up for Bleacher Report. This was not on Friday, just gone, but Friday before. I went down to Bleacher Report in the West End, and basically what we did was we watched the Spain versus Portugal game, and then I had to write about it and basically wrap it up. So after, go into the studio and then we record it to video.
Oh my god! So what? In how much time you watched it then wrote it?
So basically watched it and then 2 hours later we was recording it on video. Because the thing is, obviously got a drops mic. So obviously what I've got to do is watch it and then. Put it into rhyme form, but obviously only pick the bits that are worth talking about, you know? And then I think what helped, though, is that I'm not too crazy into football, so I could pick all the bits that, to me, seemed interesting and then do a little bit of research, obviously, get names right and all that. But, yeah, it went down wicked, man. And then
incredible.
Put that out, and people were loving it. I put it on my Instagram, Mice Diggy, if you want to check it.
That's incredible,
and then the next
Mice.
Week, so Friday just gone, me and a guy called Gemini, you know, we're part of a collective, Ian Daniels, shout out to Ian D! And what we did with that one, we watched the Nigeria versus Iceland game. And what they wanted to do was make it a kind of battle thing. Guess where we watched it, though? We watched it at Victor Moses' school, which is in Norwood Junction. Forgive me, because I've forgotten the exact name of the school. But, man, like, Stormzy went there still. And Crept and Conan. So, like, man, I'm in there. You get me? I was going to say the Prime Minister, you know, the head teacher.
She's on your mind. She's been on your mind.
No, it's he, by the way.
It's I thought you were talking about Theresa May again.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, how? But I met the school principal outside. He's like, oh, sorry, sir. Can I help you? Because, you know, it's like gated and all that. And I was like, yeah, I'm here for Bleacher Report. And he's like, oh, yes, you're one of the rappers. And I was like, yes. Interesting thing. I'm not sure if you know, but this school is the home of grime. This is like the birthplace of grime, he said to me. Yeah, and me knowing what I know, I was like, the birthplace, yeah? I was like, well, I just went along with it. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I don't know if you've heard of Stormzy. Oh, wow. So I pretended I didn't. Wow, Stormzy was there. And then he was like, yes, and also, not sure if you've heard of Crepton Conan. The dude started reading off about, you know, students in the school that are doing drill music and all this stuff. I was cracking up, man. But it was a wicked experience.
Need to get him on the show.
Yeah, yeah, for
Mice,
real.
You deserve a...
Big up.
That's incredible to be able to write lyrics like that. I can't believe it. Honestly,
well, you know,
it's amazing.
I was chatting to Mrs. Mice about it and she's like, boy, you've done your 10,000 hours. I was like, yeah, I'm working on 20,000 now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love that. Look at that, like, unity and love, the support from Mrs. Mice. Come on now. But I do. You know what I do like about Iceland? They are pretty fit as well.
So, by the way,
Iceland,
it was.
Okay, Hannah and Abby are not. Hannah, where are you nodding?
They're all called Sun.
They're
all called Sun. But check this. So, we called it. His name's Gemini. My name's Mice Diggy. So guess what we called it? Miceland versus Gemini Nigeria. Hey? Huh?
Oh,
Jale.
I
give them jokes too. Shout out to cousin Joe Lockton. You yourself, you know I have jokes.
But no, Iceland, I'm sorry. They kill it with that
Miceland,
Viking chant. Sorry,
Iceland. Yeah, the Viking chant.
No, the Viking chant.
Thunderclap,
boy. I saw
that
last year for summer solstice. I was in Iceland where it's 24 hours of sun. And then at this festival where there they were doing Viking chant.
Viking chant, yeah. They call it the thunderclap or the Viking clap.
That is ill.
Yeah, it's pretty
like,
intense,
killing
isn't it?
Like, you've got the Mexican wave. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then they're sort of like killing it with the chant. Like,
yeah, that chant is probably like there were moments in the game where they started doing it. I was like, oh, we are going
gangster.
To score. Zedition. Because I couldn't remember all their names. So I was like, Zedition and Didedition. You know there's a son at the end. And I think that's to do with like, I'm so and so son.
No, it's just the rule. If you want to get on the team, you have to. Your name has to end in Sun.
Yo,
it doesn't matter how
you
want to
get on the team, Sun.
Shun.
You gotta have a name that ends with Sun. Sun, you feel me?
Feel me, dog. But no, that's better than England.
Now you got it wrong, Sarah. It goes.
Sorry.
Oh, come on, England. Oh, Like that.
Brexit.
Yeah, I think
Brexit. Sorry. I'm joking.
Brexit.
I don't mean it.
Fizzy
I don't mean it. But also, I thought you obviously there's the classic with England. Blatantly, that
Sarah did the job by his butt with it as
no,
well.
No, but it's because I'm getting ready. Like,
that's
we
the job
know.
When he was about to spit his
spit, you know. No, but you know, I was thinking about it.
Dribble.
Why did they give John Barnes the rap in that song? Because man can't rap.
Yeah, like, but it was the '80s. They were like, "You're black."
It was blatantly racial.
Yeah. That weren't racial in the '80s. You're allowed to say
that. That
you're allowed
raw.
To say half caste. You're allowed to beat your kids, and you're allowed to tell black people they got to do the black shit in the '80s. You can't do that now, though. The game does change.
Sorry, dropping pure butt. See, we tell you nothing but the truth on this show. Blatantly,
exactly.
That was racial that John Barnes did the rap because man ain't got rapping skills.
But he's black, so he sounded
black,
cool
so
at the time. So.
All black people can rap in it.
There's a video of him recently doing it. Like doing the rap, man, with the belly and that.
I think
like,
that's what he does more than anything else now. It's like people are just like rap at
he's
him
a rapper.
Or demand that he. Let's get him on the
open
show!
Open mic! But he can't
Abby,
come,
get on it.
But he can't come on here and spit that same verse. If he's getting on the open mic, he's got to have some
come
other verses.
Some new bar, his own wrap up. But you know what else I did hear about the World Cup last night? Iranian fans in Russia, they were partying all night outside the hotel that the Portuguese team are staying in because Iran and Portugal are playing each other today. And so the plan was to stop the team from having any sleep.
Oh, no,
yeah,
that's lit.
And then at one point, there's video of Cristiano Ronaldo coming to the window, like gesturing, saying, please let me sleep.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. How
that's
funny is
nuts.
That? I thought that was mad funny. I mean, but it's not a game.
It's interesting, though.
It's not a
like,
joke.
Watching this World Cup, what I really like about it is now they throw in all this drama, all this like reality show type drama. So like with Spain versus Portugal, Ronaldo plays for a Spanish team, if I'm correct. And basically, Spain.
Real Madrid?
Yeah, that's it, Real Madrid.
Oh my God.
Wow. Shit, I didn't
Send
even...
me to Mastermind, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, you're on it. You're on this team. Like, you probably know the England chant by now with that sort of Rain Man shit you just did there.
Rain Man.
So, Spain, what they did on the day of the match, like the morning of Spain versus Portugal, they hit Ronaldo with some like tax, he'd been evading his taxes or whatever, and hit him with some mad 80 million fine and, you know, 2 years jail. But obviously you pay out and you don't have to go to jail. But
they did it on the day. I didn't know it was on the day. That's funny.
And see the drama there? Guess what else? No, I know we've got to go to a gym, but let me just drop this.
Yeah.
And then the other one was, it was Portugal, was it? Or no, Spain sacked their manager on the day as well, or the day before, because some other team, I think it was Real Madrid, I might be messing all this up, but some other team that's not like the national team had now hired him as a manager. And so, they felt it a bit disrespectful. Spain was like, right, man. How can you do that? Like, you're announcing that you're a manager for on our day. Yeah, so on the day, it was like, what's this going to be like?
Yeah, sorry.
Drama.
Puta madre. So we'll keep you posted with all those wrap-ups of
next week.
Our knowledge of the World Cup and football rules and offside and all that business.
That's it, yeah. So he was announced as, I'm not even going to try and say his name, Lopetegui, I think. After, he was basically named as the new Real Madrid boss. And that was 2 days before the opening of the World Cup, which was Spain versus Portugal. So it's proper, like, drama, you get me?
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, tune in next week on the World Cup. See, I knew you'd know it.
That would threaten the Viking chant.
Let's get into a real song.
But keep it posted, guys. We've got guests coming up for you. We've got music on the way as well. We're going to be speaking to Bucket Hat Jack very soon. To This Is Fubar Radio. Shouts out to Paul Clark, locks into the show. And it was only correct that we hit you with a little bit of...
like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove. Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah.
Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer, a rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player, as you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the My Sticky Sarah Love Show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
I just said to Mice, I still can't believe that Fife isn't on this earth in that form anymore. It's incredible, man, like the history of Tribe Called Quest. And they just need to make that the official song of the World Cup in every single country. Like, just done.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. But, you know, we got all that good stuff for you right here. You're locked into Fubosh. Can I just send a couple shouts out to some of our favourite listeners? Michael ST, locked into the show. Michael, who I met on the tube just now, another hip-hop head. Every time when I'm on the way to the show, I meet these hip-hop heads.
On the tube.
And then they're converted. And also to Not PC, locked into the show. It's always so lovely to hear from you. And shouts out to Mersey, to Reza, Rahmani, and all you hot people out there, tweet us at Fubar Radio and email hiphop at fubarradio.com. Oh, yeah.
Segue Sarah in the mix.
In the place to be.
And now's that time where we hit that thin line. Do-do-do-ding.
Yeah, I was trying to do.
Sorry.
I don't know if it worked. I think you might have dramatized it more than I.
Do-do-do-ding.
Ding, ding. No, yeah, but it has to have the CSI.
It works.
You didn't like my CSI sound effect.
I did. I actually think that was more, you know, that worked better than my ding, 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 ding. Oh, that one. Right.
Could I just say a quick story that I heard in the news last week? So marijuana plants were found growing in the ground of the Japanese Parliament building. And a spokesperson said the seeds could have been where they in Japan. They have super strict laws against drugs and weed and stuff.
That's a statement, man.
Yeah.
Someone walked past and just flung them in there.
Sprinkled that. And then a spokesperson said the seeds could have been carried by the wind or by bird droppings. So they were like, disclaimer. They were like, no, we ain't growing weed.
So they're out. It's outdoor. I was like, right, they're growing some indoor, boy, just in the foyer. You know, like there's a pot, there's a big like tree plant in the foyer. It's almost like 3 months later. God damn!
Like, start the revolution. That reminds me of actually my niece's primary school when the police discovered had in the attic of the school they had a weed farm.
Was that the caretaker one? Where the only reason they found out was because the electricity board were like, yo. These kids, what are they doing in school during summer? You know, like, why is there so much electricity being used during summer vacation whilst they were on holiday? And then they went in to find out that the janitor was like,
he's making that money on the
side. Yeah, boy, he's making money grow on trees, literally, boy.
But, so I just thought that was quite funny.
Well, speaking of trees and saving the world.
Yeah, and making it a better place, you know, for you and for me and the entire human race.
Wow, that sounds familiar. I can't think of where I've heard it before.
I know, because I do believe children are the future and we should teach them well and let them lead the way.
As long as you say it in the right voice, you got to do it in Whitney voice.
Oh, I thought you could say a Segue Sarah voice.
No, we can't let you butcher it. But anyway, moving on. Listen to this, Morrison's, right?
Yeah.
You know, no beef. Not I'm not like I'm affiliated. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying the name because this is what we've heard. Yeah. And this is, apparently it's true. Morrisons will reward shoppers who bring their Tupperware and fruit veg bags into stores in a bid to cut plastic packaging. Which is, you know, that's pretty cool. They're saying shoppers will be encouraged to take their Tupperware into supermarkets for meat and fish in a bid to cut plastic packaging. So, you know, if you bring a container to Morrisons, you'll be rewarded with 100 loyalty
it's
card
contagious.
Points.
Look, that's it.
Yeah, but check it. Do you know how much they're equivalent to, though? Those reward points. These loyalty reward points are equivalent.
0.7 post-Brexit pence?
Nah, 10p. That's what they announced, 10p. So, I don't know whether if you bring more than one piece of Tupperware, you know what I mean? But I'll bowl in there with just pure Tupperware. I'll come in there with like 100 bits of Tupperware. Yeah, just put it in there, bro. I won't fit. All right, I got this next one. You know, just bring loads of little Tupperwares.
You better just hope no one from your rival affiliated crew catch you up
in
there.
I'll send someone in there. When yeah. I say I, I'm
this
sending,
yeah.
I'll be around the corner. I ain't gonna, yeah, I come, man. I'm about my business. Yeah. Listen, man, just run in there and get me, you know what I mean? Get me some nuts.
There's some point.
Get some raisins. Just get the loose ones, yeah. Put some chicken in this one. That's a chicken Tupperware. That's a beef Tupperware. And that's a lamb Tupperware. Don't get the shit mixed up, bro. So,
but I don't get it. So they're basically, you do that for...
You know, you get 100 loyalty card points.
I'm anti all that nectar. Sorry, I don't want any
what?
Beef here.
Don't
yet.
Even fix your mouth to say them words. See, no, how saying, see how you lot answer my calls, please, because I'll be calling you lot later. Still repping, though. Still repping.
Was that part of the contract? Double nectar points.
Yeah. It's like, I done my nectar point, but bruv, I'm still repping hard, man. I performed it on Saturday. You know what I mean? I performed the tune on Saturday at the Windrush 70 live in Brixton.
Yeah, tell me about that, though. Yeah. Because I saw a little clip of that, and who was the like official looking black dude?
That was, like what, with the something? Obama smile?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Christopher Welbelove.
Who is...
Good name, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
He's the mayor of Lambeth.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was rolling deep with the mayor of Lambeth. He was all blinged out. He had the Obama smile as well. And I said, look, bruv, if you, you know, my inner Jay-Z started coming out. I said, bruv, if you need a hand and you want to do this, yes, we can shit. I'm there, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you got an Obama smile, I got the shiny forehead, together we can make it happen. First black prime minister. Yeah, he's mixed, but hey, don't worry about that. You know what I mean?
It's the same.
Put him in front of the clan, he's black. So that's what I said to him. So, you know, FUBAR, I might end up being, you know what I mean, have some diplomatic community. You know, we could get business
work. That's what I need. Where is it? It's so, sorry, can we just take a moment once a week at least to appreciate that?
Diplomatic community.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of Morrisons, they're also
just
saying, yeah, that, oh, was I speaking over the dudes?
Only over Danny Glover, but oh, hey, man, it's only a black dude. He's done a lot for the community, and you just spoke over him, but yeah.
Morrisons are trying to step it up too, though.
No, but I don't understand. So they're saying, bring your Tupperware just to show that you have Tupperware, and then they'll give you points.
Nah, they're saying, use your Tupperware instead of a carrier bag or plastic bag. So they also revealed that they're bringing back traditional brown paper bags for loose fruit and vegetables at its grocery counters. I don't really... Yeah, but I'm not into that because when you can't fill up the bag too much. You know,
no,
black people love to fill up the bags. You fill up the bag, you're crossing the street, all your apples and oranges left,
no,
right and centre.
No, it's wonderful. That's what, when I was a kid, I remember my parents, we used to go to our green grocers called John's, and they'd give you a cardboard box and it would be proper Barrow Boys, and you'd say, oh yeah, five of them, six of them, and pound of them, whatever, and then they'd just put it all in the brown paper bags, which are biodegradable. A plastic bag takes 1,000 years to biodegrade.
1,000 years, you know. I'm sure they can make some biodegradable plastic, man.
There is materials that are being like made out of like fungus sort of thing to, as an alternative to plastic, that act like plastic. But I think, I don't know how, you know, feasible this is at this stage because of the cost that it takes. And we have other solutions like, you know, making things like toothbrushes out of bamboo or using paper bags,
bamboo,
as we did
yep.
up until like, you know, the last 10-20 years for your green groceries.
So they're saying the paper bags will be made from 100% recycled paper and will prevent 150 million small plastic bags ended up in landfill every year. And they'll be in landfill for how long?
1,000 years.
Damn, man.
It makes me want to...
Now I see why people are getting plastic surgery, because they think they can last that long, 1,000 years.
Oh, I thought you...
You lot are lying to yourselves, though. That's not how it works.
No, but I also heard some news this last week. It made me want to cry. Because there's this island off the east coast of Australia. Hannah, your people. It's your people.
Your cunts.
You're a sick cunt, mate.
Your cunts, mate.
You're fully sick.
Oh, yeah. Fucking went in there into Tarago, mate. You know what I mean? I had a fucking diary on a Danny. It was about it, mate. It's gone.
But shout out to our resident Aussie Hannah in the house. No, but there's this pristine island off the east coast of Australia that's always been pristine. And in this last year, just this year, they've done tests looking at this particular species of birds that live on this island. And they've found that their stomachs of the chicks of these birds are full of plastic because, like, the bird parent, the mother and daddy bird or whatever, they go and they think that they're picking up food in the ocean, and so they bring it back to the nest and feed it to the chicks.
Shit.
But then, because the chicks' bellies are full of plastic, they can't eat any food.
Wow.
And so this is like, they're saying possibly this species is going to be plastic that's traveling from so far.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, because I was with a good friend of mine who's like a super smart lady, she's a teacher, but you know, I've been avoiding buying coffee recently, you know, because I don't want to use the disposable coffee cup. But using a plastic spoon to stir your coffee for 8 seconds and then throwing that away, and then that ends up in the belly of this poor bird living its pure innocent life in, you know, this pristine island. People, you just got to think, man, and stop using unnecessary disposable plastic. Like, it's appalling. Imagine a pristine island, now it's littered, and this has just changed within the last year, you know?
Well,
so we've got to make these changes, and the consumer is king.
Well, this is it, man. These are the steps we got to take. So, you know, shout out to Morrison's working for the other team. But so they're saying the Alliance of Companies is the first of its kind in the world. This is due to, like, everyone being like, all right, we got to sort this out for real. All the supermarkets are sorting out their packaging, apparently. This is what's been said.
Well, governments need to make these legislations as well so we can make these changes, man.
Mm.
But it's not a game. But people, so much more to get through on the show today.
Yes.
And seeing as I missed out on one of my favourite producers in the history of hip-hop to come out of the UK last week, who was on the show, Lewis Parker, I thought, let's play something from this new release of his. Coming up next, we got live guests in the studio.
Check it out now. Shit is all the way live, baby. Yeah, I flip the joint as a crowning achievement while I'm on the low working new agreement. Word, I've been on that fly shit of recent. Overseas rocking shows, getting paid decent. Makes me always dream of a good life. Living right with a fly chick you should wife. It's not about getting caught up in hood trife. I gotta make them power moves and step it up to them new heights. Word, feeling like I'm getting swallowed in time. Reality can shock the mind. Snake people spread lies and always try to stop your shine. It's all live, baby. I'm on the DL chilling, playing the background with the SP bumping out the fat sound. You fake rappers need to back down with your clown ass house nigga routines. You niggas sold out super fast for the cream. Brother scheme and hustle, planning to escape the jungle. Get away from these streets where these young fucks trying to rush you. I think about the future and all the days to come and how I gotta flip the script. My baby son, I rock the crazy drums with the funky bass. When I flip breaks, I don't let ill parts go to waste. Out for the papes and of course the longevity. Rock style steadily till no man can better me. Hold your head, son, it's time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Make the right moves to get paid and live well.
Check it out.
Hold your head, yo, it's time to excel.
Come on, come
hold
on.
Your head, son, it's time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Make the right moves. The music can work well. Gotta move quick cause time is slipping. But can't rush the musical precision. That's why I stay in the cut and keep the beats hitting. Laying low in Essex, thinking back to days in Queens. Yeah, the last couple of years have me going through extremes. Becoming a father's brought me joy but a lot of drama. Cause now I've got them regular headaches with my baby's mama. It's a juggle to balance all the elements you need to represent. Leave alone them petty arguments when more pressing issues are prevalent. I flip breaks excellent. Break it down with the SP1200. Got the heads going wild for the ill joints are haunted. Seen cats who run it, turn around and catch the papers. Niggas be wanting heat but they ain't coming with the right papers. My feet are dangerous, I stay incognito in the lab, rocking super funk. Flying up and high, watch the ride with the boot them up. Hold your head, son, it's time to excel.
your head, there's still time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Make the right moves to get paid and live well.
Check it out.
Hold your head, yo, it's time to excel.
Come on.
Hold your head, son, it's time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Make the right moves with the music and rock well.
The loops and drums as the earth circles the sun, in tune with the rhythm of life and how things naturally should be done. Dealing with the super funk heavyweight, the Buddha monk make it elevate. Brothers don't handle the problem, then it escalate. Jealous cats hate on the low, spreading rumors and gossip, spinning wild tales, trying to make a hot topic. But ain't got time to watch it. I keep building and expand that margin of profit. Never make that pop shit, only rep the authentic sound. Dynamic and airbound, within true creativity, freedom is found. I hold it down to the utmost, don't let these snake cats get up close. Niggas is cutthroat and two-faced. I flip the ill beat with two bass. Undercover like Shaq with a new case. Dealing with the drama, don't rather be on some chill shit. SB your name with the flame, ready to kill shit. Hold your head, son, it's time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Make the right moves to get paid and live well. Hold your head, yo, it's time to excel. Hold your head, son, it's time to excel. Hold your head, there's still time to excel. Make the right moves with the music and rock well.
You know what it is. Shit is panorama drama. You know what I mean? As we expand.
I ain't gonna lie, Australia, that's where I learned how to eat healthier, man. Like, the first time I was like, oh, you can put avocado on bread and shit.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that to me was like healthy. Like, damn, put avocado on bread for breakfast. That's it. Wow.
That was like,
yeah. And then I had a Rain Man moment after that.
Yeah. It all became clear. Lewis Parker, banging, I love it.
Yeah.
Time to excel. The remix.
Yep.
And that's from the new When It Rains, It Pours EP, which Lewis was telling Mice and Reveal all about last week, right here on Fubar.
Yeah.
But right now, we're joined by a special guest, our first live guest on the show. Welcome to the show, Buckethead Jack!
Hello!
What's going on? Welcome back!
Hello, thank you for having me. How are you?
Good as always, man. How are you, bro?
I'm good.
Yeah, good really to good. Hear, man. So you got this, there's a release now, your debut as a solo artist, because you've had some stuff out before,
yeah,
innit,
so with the crew. I did a piece with Train Robbers, which is my mate Sam with Casablanca, and I just released my new EP. I moved to London and he's back where I grew up in the Midlands, so I just had some beats and I thought, oh, I'm going to make some stuff myself, and but we've got our Train Robbers stuff as well, so I just wanted to make my own thing.
Where in the Midlands again, remind me?
It's near Banbury, if you know where Banbury is. If you go on the M40, right there in between London and Birmingham.
Aww.
And it's in a village called Moreton Pinckney. There was like 100 people there. It's not that cool, nah. Pretty drab.
Yeah. Because your accent doesn't sound very West Midlands-y.
Nah, it's a bit like the south of the Midlands, on the border. It's Northamptonshire.
Lovely. So. Well, it's lovely to have you here, and I'm appreciating your Hawaiian shirt-y
you.
Vibes. You
it's
know,
very breezy.
Yeah, I feel we're united on this like summery prints today.
Breezy front.
But, yeah. But what's been happening then? You're here letting us know about the new release.
Yeah.
Who have you got on production?
It's all me. So,
oh, is it? You produced it all yourself?
I made the whole thing, and then there's one beat, actually, which Casablanca made, which is called Water. But yeah, I did the whole thing. I've been making beats for like a few years now. So.
And it's a self-titled EP.
Yeah,
Bucket Hat Jack. What was? Why do you want people to know who you are?
Exactly. Yeah.
Smart move.
Read my name. You know, it's no confusion. Then they know exactly what it is. The next one will have to be something else, I guess. But
is there a theme behind the EP then, in terms of like this is me, like
Yeah, sort of. There's like I've got skits which are just recordings of me and my friends. They're like actual real recordings as well. Because my mates hate me, but I just record conversations secretly and then listen back and hear my favorite funny bits.
I ain't hanging out with you.
And then. I make sure they're okay with it, and then
that's hilarious. Bro.
So I've got
don't
like a
lie,
collection.
I make sure they're okay with it. Don't
no,
lie.
I did.
You're okay with the shit that you want to use. You mean?
Yeah, it's creepy. It actually coming out of my mouth saying all of that, but So I've got like a list of different bits, and so it's trying to be like a personal kind of EP.
How long is it? How many tracks have you got in there?
5 songs, 3 skits.
Oof! So that's nearly an album in today's.
The skits are short though, like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was hoping that you were going to say the theme was bucket hats.
Oh yeah, I know, it'd be a bit cheesy though, wouldn't it, if I went all in?
Oh, to
be honest,
I'm
not even the biggest fan of bucket hats.
How did you? What was up with the name then? When you're not a fan of it,
I wore it like a few years ago, and someone's like, "Oh, bucket hat Jack." And I was like, "That rhymes." It's quite funny. At the same time, I was trying to pick a name.
Was you wearing a bucket hat at the time?
Yeah, just for that week, I thought I'll give it a go, and then it sort of stuck. So I don't ever really wear bucket hats unless when I have to, and because if I don't, I've realised at gigs they're like, "Where's your bucket hat?" It's more grief, so I just have to wear it.
Do you have a few bucket hats just in case?
No, this is the only one.
Is it?
Really? I always lose them because I wear them so like unfrequently when I go to festivals, whatever. I just forget about them. They're off my head, and yeah. So
this sounds like you might have to start a business like Jack's bucket hats.
This is what I'm thinking. I could go flat cap Jack. There's anything that rhymes really with Jack.
You're down
on hat related. Yeah, it could work.
You can have a bunch of pseudonyms. Yeah,
that could get into sticky ground.
Woolly hat Jack.
Crack.
Oh yeah, crack Jack.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to be called Crack.
That's what I'm saying.
We got Cracker John coming later on.
Yeah, it'd be
weird
if we were both called
Crack.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Depending on what crack you're talking about, but yeah. So, how long have you been producing for then?
Like 3 years.
Yeah.
But I was really, really shit for the first year, at least
That's
year and
usual.
A half.
That normally happens.
And it started to slowly get better.
What equipment are you using?
Ableton, and then I use I've got a little Akai where I can just put in the. But a lot of the time I'm kind of lazy, so I just make it on the software and like cut it with a mouse, and it's fun though. It's more fun hitting things and twisting things.
So why do you? Is it just because is it like less sort of?
I'm at home, or like I'd be after work usually or something, and I'll be back home, and I'll just be like, oh, I want to make a beat. Mm. So the laptop will be up, so I'll just make something quick and use the keyboard for the MIDI keyboard, and it's really easy to do, and it's fun.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. Because I've recorded on Ableton, and I know you could kind of sync it with the Serato and whatnot in it, but I've never heard of people really producing on there.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
A lot of people do it. Ill-Informed does a lot of producing on. I don't know if it is actually Ableton, but he uses maybe Logic, but he does it all on that. I've seen him use it just his computer, and Leaf Dog's the same. He does it on Ableton as well.
Yeah, it's like they say, man, it's not what you use, it's how you use it. And so for you, are you a digger then? Do you look for records and all that?
Yeah, I use a lot of blogs online.
MP3 digging.
It's not as cool, is it?
We better move off of this subject before Sarah goes into one.
No, it's not about it not being cool, because to me, music is just arranging sounds in a creative way, isn't it? Like, so I don't and some people do it better than others, isn't it? But I mean, it's not about it's not cool. I think if you're starting with an MP3, you're already starting with a level of degradation of sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing with starting with MP3s is, isn't it?
Mm. Do you use WAVs as well, or just them? So do you notice the difference between an MP3 and a WAV when you're?
Yeah, but I always put like EQs on it and change the final sound anyway, so it always sounds a bit different.
So it wouldn't sound like, you wouldn't hear it and go, oh, that sounds like a bad, like
yeah,
a low
I don't
bit
think
rate.
So. And sometimes
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Can play to that strength as well, I think. You know, sometimes
in
you
a
can,
way,
like with the vinyl crackle, you know, that gets used loads now in 90s records, and it's that sound that sounds really nice. So maybe there's something with the MP3 like that. Low quality, low bitrate or something that could make it sound a bit different.
Yeah, I think the difference, like, because I remember, I think it was Drake who kind of, he did something where he looped up the Lauryn Hill, there's something from a Lauryn Hill song, I've forgotten what the tune was called, but you could blatantly tell that it was an MP3 sample because it has this kind of weird metallic computery sound in the background of it.
Yeah, if you slow down things too much, it can go and it sounds
and so but the thing is obviously people that are used to, like, you know, hearing samples from records or whatever, or even CDs and whatnot, might hear that, but a younger generation that then it's like they might not really notice it that much. So it's interesting to know whether it matters anymore. Do you know what I mean?
I think the funny thing is, I'm saying this now, but I will eventually get vinyls, I think, because I want to give it a go anyway. It'd be stupid not to. But when I do, I'll probably be saying the same things as you, like, I can't believe I ever used MP3s. And
well, check, like, Lewis Parker, we had him on last week, he was talking about that as well, like sampling from MP3s compared to records and whatnot. And it's quite interesting what he had to say about it, you know what I mean? So definitely it's worth trying just to see whether... But the whole thing of like digging in terms of, you know, he was saying, talking about there was a time when you couldn't even listen to a record or whatever because their record player was mash up, or it might be just at some market or whatever yeah. where... So you're just like judging it off of the cover. What year was this?
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
on the cover? They, you know, like the
you can't just skip through it online and then go
the instrumentalist. Yeah, exactly. And you're just like, all right, let's just let's pot luck kind of thing. Mm. It's only £1 or it's £2, but you know. So it's, in that as well, there's an art to that and a magic to yeah. that as well, where you might have just spent £1 or £2 on this like book thing that someone was like, oh, I want to get rid of this, mate. And then bam, next you've made some banger
something
for,
amazing from it. Yeah.
But I also think the power of music is something that's so ancient and soul connects with the human soul, and it's something that's even pre-existed our ability, like our biological, you know, not
spit it out. Go on, get it out, Sarah. You can do it.
It's big words.
Send like, bamboos earrings, man. I'm telling you.
It's
starting to weigh on there, boy.
I can't remember. It's too hot. That's what it is. But our physical ability to be able to speak and to do all these things. So it's like sound is a physical experience. Like you hearing me talk right now, I'm taking a breath. I'm saying the words. Those sound waves are moving the air, which is mm-hmm. touching the hairs inside your ear. It's a physical experience, you know. So when you're only making music that has only existed as zeros and ones inside a computer, you're already taking out like one of the
touch.
Most soulful like parts of, and which is why it's a part of why how we've succeeded as human beings, you know. But I love a quote from Miles Davis where he says, anyone can play, the note is only 20%, but the attitude of the motherfucker who plays it is 80%. And you know, so I think it's funny because you see a lot of classical musicians where they everything's note perfect, but there ain't no like soul there to what they're playing. There's no feeling or like you're not getting that emotion like yeah. behind those notes.
Not compared to hey girl, hey, come on, hey, you know, hey.
But yeah, I swear that's part of the Viking chant. You can feel that it means something to them. That's gangster.
Yeah, they did that shit going into war. That's why it's like embedded, and you know, it's like the Maori. How do you say it?
Maori? What?
The Maori, you know, the chant, the war chant that they do.
Oh, the haka.
The haka, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That when they're doing it there in front of you live, that's when you're like, oh, I want to kill someone right yeah, now.
But if you were facing that opponent, you'd be like, whoa, these people are intimidating yeah. me. And hence the Māori managed to, you know, the English couldn't defeat them when they invaded Aotearoa.
My mate went to New Zealand the other week and he was saying that every single kid knows the haka like,
yeah,
from early.
From
like,
early
we
yeah.
learned the maypole where you run around the pole with some ribbon and they learn the haka.
You run around this giant
you see
why they're
better at rugby,
isn't
it? And I love New Zealand. That's one of my Hannah, but it's one of my favourite places in the world. And hardly any Aussies
corner,
have been to New Zealand, which is like
seriously,
really
it's
in the minority.
Depends who you chat to, but yeah, okay. It's kind of there's a weird kind of. You know, we love each other, but we hate each other.
Okay.
We're the best in fucking down here.
I don't think Aussies love Kiwis. They've been
there.
They look down their nose at Kiwis. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not putting it on your shoulders, Hannah, or anything like that.
Yeah, she was looking directly at Adam when she said it as well.
No, it's not true.
No, but also, like, why I love New Zealand, it's the only country where that the land was given back, where the invaders
where
ended up making a treaty with the indigenous people because they couldn't defeat them in battle.
And now you
they gangster!
It's compulsory to learn the language as well in schools.
That's in Wales now as well, you know. They took it away for ages, but they've just added it.
Wow, can you speak any Welsh?
No. Definitely not.
Can you?
It's hard. It's
I
like
can't believe
Lord
I
of the
can't
Rings,
speak
it?
Anywhere.
Yeah,
but
true.
Elvish.
It's like, really?
Yeah, apparently it's
Elvish
really similar.
Elvish Presley.
Really?
Yeah.
Elvish.
Huh? So, have you done any videos yet for the EP?
Yeah, you
still working on videos?
Yeah, I still make videos.
So, is that easier for you then now? You know,
it's harder for me to make videos because I can't film myself.
Yeah.
So it's just infuriating. I'm like, just film this for me, mate. And then
the
I watch
pain,
back,
babe.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I feel the pain, bro. Even just, I'm like, yo, now I understand who I shouldn't ask to even take a... Bro, can you just take a picture of me and this guy?
Yeah,
there's certain people where you just
key.
Know, like, yeah. It's like, bro, why haven't you got to catch a cab now to come back and give me back my phone? Like, he's all the way over there. What type of shot are you trying to get, man? You know what I mean?
I did that with a film camera on holiday, and I just gave it to like some random person to take a picture. And then obviously you've got to wait to get it printed, and you see it printed, it's like, oh, for fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, out of there, we're out of focus.
Like, what was he doing? Yeah, like, you look proud as well taking that picture. Yeah, like, what the fuck is going on here?
They're going to be happy with this.
So what tracks have you done videos for?
It's only one at the moment, which is VHS. So that's out at the moment.
With you the don't video. Look old enough to remember VHS.
No, I do. I used to over-record stuff all the time. Had to wait. We had like a Wolverine series. I can't remember what it's called now, but probably X-Men.
Yeah, you got to remember. So there's not like some.
Not, I don't know either. So
it felt like it was only about Wolverine, though. So I feel like maybe it was a sub thing.
It's all about Wolverine.
Yeah, possibly.
And bananas in pajamas. Do you remember?
Oh, see, you're so young. Yeah, I think I was like bunking off school and stuff by the time that was on. No. Sorry.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Sorry, my dad might be listening. But, no, I was totally at school on time all the time.
Allegedly.
I wasn't breaking the law or anything.
So the VHS, what is that? Is that like, does it, is it a homage
is that?
To
it's a tape it, that
no, is it a homage, the track
joking.
I'm on about, is it a homage to the whole VHS era?
No,
or
not at all.
Nothing to do with it.
No, nothing. It's just stupid, isn't it? The video is about, is I took it in one take, and it's people throw props relating to the bars throughout.
Oh, okay.
So they're throwing, so I'm like integrating with these props, and it slowly zooms out through the video.
Ah, so you had to.
I'm in front of a green screen, so it changes.
You had to plan it all out and all that.
Yeah, it took 12 goes, and I was knackered by the end of it because you go through like 3 minutes, and then you have to do it again, and you're sweating. I'm like, I kind of look like a state, like sweaty hair.
Do you know what though? I swear, yeah. If you watch music videos properly, because they, you know, all them big budget ones and all that, because it's a long ass time. With a lot of them, you could look at the artist and their eyes are red. You know, they're just trying to hold it together.
It's
like, yeah,
they're so blazed. They're just smoking.
You reckon? Yeah, probably that too. Yeah,
yeah.
Allegedly.
Shouts
anyway.
Out to my cat Tiger as well. I think.
So let's listen to a song off this EP, man. What are we going to listen to?
So we got this track. Where's my head at?
That's it.
Where's your head? No, tell us about this song then.
It's the first song on the EP. It's about a time in my life, and I wrote. That's about it. And I produced it.
Lovely. Are you going to be hanging out for the open mic later?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool, chilling. It's lovely to have you come visit us here on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and of course, man.
And
let's get into this.
Yeah, we've got Earth Evil coming up next. So keep it locked to FUBAR. Gosh, I nearly said my old radio station. Keep it locked to FUBAR!
You got to stop listening to them old tapes. Sometimes you gotta get high.
Inside a single word is so inverted when we turn the curtains for certain and place the situations worse off. She don't wanna be the person to stop all the hurting. You gotta work the furnace, put the service in to get the flames burning. But I can't stay certain about this, so I bounce quick out the house, drown 6 pints down my mouth, flip out this town, dimmer sound since the outings. Markets found numbers in the internet surroundings. Do I know I love it? Well, I really think I found it. I'm ringing up my mother cause she wants to know about it. Dad sounds sick, her working hours keeps me grounded. I'm giving what I got cause I just wanna make them proud. It's no rest for no dummies, stress gets me dead worried. Still I'm in a mess, still contemplating where my head's buried. Exes want me left, sorry, bosses want the checks. Only fuck what they're thinking, I won't let them get the better of me. Where's my head at? When it gets too much, I need to step back. I'm too quick to stress about the things that I can let stack. Keep moving with the time, set aside the kind of setback. The ones got me mad, spin around like a headstand. Where's my head at? When it gets too much, I need to step back. I'm too quick to stress about the things that I can let stack. Keep moving with the time, set aside the kind of setback. The ones got me mad, spin around like a headstand. She said she wanted more, but I was torn. I'm not ready for this talk. It's early doors, we're certain for the worst of all. If we run before we can walk, so let it run its course. Cause if it's something more than what we thought, then I'll invest my time in yours. Look, I need direction where the highs are dragging out to rinse. And honesty's the most expensive gift that I can give. I guess you never know who's thinking what. The past can turn your tide to live. Not stopping like survivalists, but why define our lives on this? And now I'm feeling like a prick. Should be dealing with my shit. Only decent when we're pissed. We're like kids, it won't shift. But it's a numbers game. Thinking that I ought to cut the smoke and give my lungs a break. But once again, we up too late. We're a fucking state. 8 bottles late, a couple papers, and we're off again. Funny how life's like a circle.
when I'm searching for the straight. But I guess that's just how it is nowadays.
Where's my head at? When it gets too much, I need to step back. I'm too quick to stress about the things that I can let stack. Keep moving with the time, set aside the kind of setbacks. The ones got me mad, spin around like a headstand.
Where's my head at?
When it gets too much, I need to step back. I'm too quick to stress about the things that I can let stack. Keep moving with the time, set aside the kind of setbacks. The ones got me mad, spin around like a headstand.
Jack, the track's called Where's My Head At from his new EP, and we were just talking to Jack right now on the show. If you missed that, listen back on the website. But now it's time for us to say bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oh no, sorry, we should say what is it, England?
Oi, oi. Oh yeah, he's got back.
Come on, lads. Come on, lads.
Get it in.
Back of the net.
What's going on? We got Earth Evil in the building.
Yeah. How's it going?
Yes,
and
man.
And we're
very
also
good.
Joined by Shrigala.
Yeah.
Is that correct pronunciation?
Shrigala,
right. Welcome to the show, guys.
Okay, thanks for having us.
Yeah, fun.
It's always nice to see you. Last time we saw you was for our 100th episode.
Yeah, man.
100th. I've still not learned. That's what happens when you don't beat your kids. No, I'm joking.
Earth has become a family to the show, man, you know?
Well,
you don't beat your kids.
They end up saying 100th for the rest of their life. No, that's not us anyway.
As I say, man, family to the show, Earth.
I love it here, man.
Good to
second
see
home.
You, man.
Second home.
And it's good to hear that you've got an EP out.
Yeah, man. We've been working on it for a little while. And then, Shrigala's been putting in some mad work in the production, so we had to make sure that the EP was of right. that quality, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it took a while, but we're here now.
So in terms of took a while, you wanted to make sure everything was like how it's supposed to, as opposed to just rush it out and all that.
Yeah, man, everything was crisp and it was a journey. Like, what do you think, Shane?
Yeah, it was a bit of a rush at the end, I can't lie. It always is with these.
The truth always comes out.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I like getting stuff out, and Shrig is like perfectionist. So it's like, it's almost like marrying the two together really helped the project come forward and whatnot. So yeah, so it was a big deal for us.
I think things like that are important though, because if you're both like yes all the way, it might just, you know, and you rushed it out, that might not be the end result, might not be what you wanted,
and
you
that's, and that's how I kind of think about it. It's like, once it's out there, you can't make those changes.
No, you can't. So but at the same time, the thing is, you can't dwell too long on this music thing works is you're only as good as your last project.
Exactly,
and you don't want people to forget about you either, so you kind of got to keep a level of consistency out there.
That's another quote that I love from Jimi Hendrix, where he said, "I've been copied so well that people have even copied my mistakes." Miles Davis said, "There's no such thing as a wrong note. All that matters is the note you play after it."
The more you get out there, and also the more experience you have with conjuring up and producing material and putting out, and that's really what you want to get them 10,000 hours going, you know what I mean?
And this is it, like, I even feel like we're at that stage where we haven't even touched our best work yet, so now we've done that batch, we're already back in the studio trying to do a madness all over again.
It's early doors.
Yeah, literally, like, and it's good to have that for me, like, the first project out there. And many more to come.
Debut project. So how did you two link up?
Boy, so I was working with one singer called Rayon. You should check his music as well. He's wavy. And Jay Liz with Rayon. And then through that, like, you come down to the EP launch and that. Then we just started making music together.
Jay as in Earth.
Oh, as in Earth. Yeah, to the people.
Exposing
to the people.
And it's crazy like that, because Shrigala does like another duo with Elisa Imperi-Lee. And like, they've got like, she sings very soulful and whatnot. And yeah, when we went down to the show and that, I was on a feature with my boy Rayon Nelson. And like, through those connections and that positive energy, this came about. And it's been a madness ever since, man. But that's the networking and skills that you pick up along the way. Like, something mad happens. And it's been a real pleasure.
And so all in all, how long did it take to put it together then?
So we've been like working on music for like a year, I'd say.
But like most of the tunes that were on the tape, they were actually like towards the end of the year that we'd made them, and then just put it all together. We still got better tunes which didn't make it onto the tape.
I can imagine.
Yeah, there's a vault.
I can imagine.
Some of them need to get finished. Like, trying to get me to finish them. So
but that's the beauty of that, is because if you know, say like something comes and they're like, oh, we're doing a compilation, do you have a track? You got something fresh that no one's heard, as opposed to 100. Like, yeah, well, there's this thing that came out like 2 months ago that we did, you know. And like I'm saying, the more, like, I know Earth, you've got quite a you're quite a hard worker when it comes to writing. You're on it straight away. You're not like one of them lay. So with it, so it, that must be handy knowing you got someone there. If there's a beat there, I know he's gonna deal with it.
You can write a verse in the time it takes me to like loop up something. Like, wow. So I could have like the beginning of a beat. He's already got the track ready. Like, as
yeah,
man,
that's nice.
Yeah, he's got a quick mind than that.
Even this one, we're gonna play today. It was. We did it. I sent him over some ideas, and he came back to me with a beat, and it was at my last half hour of work. Yeah. I hope they're not listening. And I literally wrote the last verse there and then. Like,
serious?
Yeah. And I laced, and I was like, "Ooh, this is fire, man!" So it was like that, man. But yeah, and even practice by coming to the open mics here as well has helped the writing as well. In terms of, you want to deliver something new every time, so you're trying to write. So every free time we get, we try to do that, man.
What's the feedback been like for you? Because we always get like little mentions, saying, "Yo, that Earth Evil, or so and so." But like, I always wonder, like, for the MCs, do people reach out to you as well? I saw you on the open mic.
And this is the thing, like, it happens. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And like, especially when we do shows, like, we sold out our headline show three weeks ago.
Hit that clap button right there. So where was that? That was at
The Rolling Stock in Shoreditch, and we had over 250 people come through. And like, until you really see that, you don't really understand how many people are following the movement and whatnot. And then we put it out there, and I was sweating. I can't lie. I was thinking, fuck, man, I don't know who's going to be coming, who's going to be rolling. And then when we see it just get packed, and then before you know it, we're doing a show in front of everyone that's there for the music. This is mad, man. And the feedback from the tape has been ridiculous as well.
Wicked.
So yeah, it's been a real, it's a journey.
It's been inspiring. Does it make you feel like, wow, I can, you know, there's so much more I want to do with this now?
Always, but like, it has its ups and downs, do you know what I mean? Like, I remember after the tape dropped, I felt kind of low. I was like, shit, like, that creative process hit me, and it was like, damn, like, I don't know where my mind was at, but then it's back up again. Do you know what I mean? So I know about the seasons.
Yeah. Do you think that's like part of it? Like, for me, I used to find that if I'm constantly writing, there's a time when I'll just stop and I just don't want to do it. I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
And then I started to learn that it's better, you know, it's like breathing. Yeah. Sometimes you got to breathe in so you can breathe out again. So whether it be like, okay, put a pen down, go and entertain your mind, go and absorb some more of the world so that you could come back, you know, a month or two later and you've got more to say, sort of thing. Do you think it's part of that?
100%, man. Because even then, like, I went to Montenegro with the missus a couple weeks ago, just after the show, and I needed that break, that breather to just chill in and relax and see the mountains and the lakes and whatnot. And then I came back now, and I feel like, I feel a little bit fresh. Yeah, man, yeah.
You don't realise how much it could take out of you in the time, because you're enjoying it, right?
Yeah. But like, trying to balance that with work and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot, man. It was like, damn, all my free time's going to the music. And I hope the people can see the work that we're putting in for this, you know what I mean? Because like, we're definitely not trying to play around with it. We want the movement to lift off and people to actually like hear what we're saying.
Yeah, and hear the quality.
Yeah, that's it for us.
So have you got music videos out for it as well, or?
No, so we got music videos coming, so that's all in the planning stages. I think where our heads were with the EP, it was just all on that.
Yeah, of course.
But we've been working alongside some videographers to bring something out soon, so summertime,
Well, you know, we got Bucket Hat Jack next door, man. He does videos, you know what I mean? That's what we do here on the hip-hop show, link people up, so.
Jack, we're coming for you, mate.
Yeah, man, that's really been interesting. So at the moment, like, are you setting up to, in terms of the next release, are you trying to push this first and make sure people understand from here on, or is it like, okay, don't even watch that, now we got this coming or whatever? How do you feel about it? Because I feel like sometimes people don't really put enough effort into the release that they've put out. It's like, it's out and then you leave it. So I'm glad to hear you're working on videos and whatnot
and hitting up like bloggers, anyone that's feeling the tape as well, like even from here, like hit us up, because we want to do more stuff around it. We definitely want to push it, because the time and effort we put into it, we definitely want to see and reap the benefits from that. And yeah, we just want to get it out there as far as possible, but also working on little things here and there. But I don't think we'll work on a project soon. We'll probably work on like little singles just to back up what we've already got out there. Because I definitely think it's really quality, man. So,
So, Srigala, talk about your production then, man. How long have you been producing?
A little while now, since I was like 18. I'm like 26 now. So
you look 18 now.
Yeah, you look 18. What do you mean?
So, yesterday, yeah, giving us no context there. It's 2 weeks ago.
No, it could be, innit? No, yeah, a little minute. Yeah,
how did you get into production?
Through rapping myself.
Ah.
Yeah, and I couldn't get any beats because I was whacking it. So, so then I was like, I'll make my own beats. So, that's, yeah, just took on the beats instead.
So, you got more into the making the beats instead?
Yeah, literally, yeah. It's like a new world for me now. I can just get lost there.
I always wonder, like, people who rapped or do rap, like, whether that helps. Because I find that people who rap and make beats, or understand rapping and make beats, they always make it with a bit more space than people who are like, yeah, let's check this soundscape.
You've got to leave space for the vocal and that, innit?
Yeah.
You've got to, like, make sure the voice is heard, especially with, like, working with Jay. Like, when someone has a message, innit, you don't really want to interrupt that message with, like, oh yeah, let me just dash this sweep on here, or like some riser, or, do you know what I mean? Like any of that, just gets
I don't
in the
even
way.
Know what that means. Like,
just noises, pretty much. Yeah.
Noises.
Just sounds and that might be distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been a little journey for me with the music as well.
Where are you from originally?
Brixton.
Brixton born and raised.
Yeah, born and bred, yeah.
Right.
I've got to say props, man, because Srigala rolled up on this hot ass day, 29 degrees outside, with the zipped up waterproof jacket, like man. That's dedication.
I'm mad hanging in it and like
tarpaulin.
I felt like this gave me a bit of like protection from the outside world. yesterday I had the big one in it, like it was the memorial like for my boys, and we do something every year where we all just like end up getting mashed. Today's been like a difficult one.
That's like the Iron Man suit.
It's like my comfort right now. Keeps me grounded in that.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, and I want to hear some of this music from the new project as well. You've got a track, Risks,
that we're
going to play. Tell us like how this come together.
Firstly, the EP is called Calculated Outcomes.
This one's actually called See Us Live, but yeah, Risk was what we initially had the name for. But it's called See Us Live, and even on the EP, there's a verse from Srigala on there as well. So when he says he raps, he's flipping cold at rapping as well. So he needs to come through with some more verses.
He's talking himself down.
He's cold. But See Us Live, like, it's a mad one. So this is the one that I sent over some ideas, and he sent me back an idea back, and I started writing at work. And then I remember there was a funny story. We had a show up in Brighton, and it was like a boom bap crowd. And Shrik was like, nah, we shouldn't play this tune. And I was like, nah, this one's gonna bang. And then we played it, and like the crowd went off with this one, and it was like, yeah, man, like we're really feeding it.
It's weird when that happens, isn't it? When you're like, nah.
I was like, no way.
And then after you're like, why? I'm glad I did that, boy. Like the opportunity that happened to me this weekend. The exact thing where I was like, nah, this is a reggae. You know, they're all loving this reggae and soca, and I'm going to come on like, yo, the hip-hop shit. I couldn't have been so wrong. Yeah, I couldn't have been wrong, man.
But the crowd surprised you, do you know what I mean? Like, every crowd is different. So, like, and there's so much flavours out there now. I think, like, you could drop whatever and someone's going to feed it.
That's the thing. For me, I'm still back in, like, 15 years ago where it's like hip-hop's looked at a certain way and this and that, whereas now it's so accepted for someone to be, rap or to be involved in that culture and whatnot, but I was still thinking like people, well, I don't want to hear this, man. You know what I mean?
But hold on, why did you reckon that the crowd, you didn't want to perform that track to that crowd?
Because they were a boom bappy crowd.
It was a very boom bappy, and this one's a bit more. How would you describe it?
Yeah, just not really boom bap.
Yeah,
more trappy.
a bit more
J. Cole-ish, ATM style type thing. So it's like, we didn't know if it would go down well. But I did. So
that's the good thing about you, man. You can ride different styles. You're not like stuck in one lane. Yeah.
Versatile. Are you guys fans of Run the Jewels?
Nah, what's Run the Jewels?
Oh, bless you.
Oh
bless
my God.
Bless you.
I'm young.
Bless you, in fact.
Big up.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, but Run the Jewels is still kind of newish, man. They're not like, as a group,
they're like one of the biggest selling acts right now in rap. They're massive. But it depends if you're into that type of rap. And Killer Mike and LP, like, they form that group, but it's like everyone's just like, this is the shit, man.
Yeah, you've probably heard their tunes because they're on,
about that realness.
Because they're on like soundtracks and whatnot for movies and stuff. But it's very, it's like they're both known for, you know. Killer Mike, even that's down. He's kind of Atlanta style.
And Killer Mike's known for doing those promotional videos for the National Rifle Association.
So anyway,
and stuff. No, because it's sort of like dubsteppy almost meets like rap kind of thing.
You might like it.
Kinda,
yeah.
Have you heard of
Sugar? Run the Jewels.
I haven't heard of them yet. But I'll check it. I'll check it.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Anyway, man. Speaking of Run the Jewels, let's get into this though. Let's get into this track.
It's all about you guys right now. Yes.
Earth Evil.
And this track is called Risks. All right.
Yeah. Look, don't wanna see us live. Get money then dip. Old days in the bits. Still tryna get rich. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. Old days on the block. Bro busting them shots. Had a ting in the socks. Calm stage and just pop. See feds and we turn around. Still tryna get that quick turnaround. On the pitch at a burnabout. Need my wallet fat burning pounds. Young entrepreneur. Turn two into four. Seen less, I need more. Big plans, move abroad. Big planes, Concorde. French things, bonjour. Said hi, long pause. Why they moving so long for? Told my bro he need to come with me. Leave the ends of this dumb city. Tryna live life right. Do the dual ting like Puff and Biggie. In the ends there ain't much hope. Cause that money goes just as it comes quickly. Told man I ain't on that. You better move like 150. Take the piss, they take the piss. I'm taking risks. Money low, I make it flip. Doesn't work, I take the hit. Breathe. Yeah, they don't wanna see us live. Get money then dip. Old days in the bits. Still tryna get rich. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Mud stains in the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. I need a plane. I need a whip. I need a house. Up in the sticks. Need me a wife. Need me some kids. God, that's your beauty. Think about six. I need my bro then with a business plan to get rich. I need my new yard with so much floors. I need lifts. I need a watch so cold it freezes my wrist. I need my garden fat as hell like a pit so I can get pulled on it. Money in, money out. Still trying to get them large amounts. Don't forget, live life. Get a chance, make it count. I do this thing from like 9 to 5. I ain't say I got it, but I'm getting by. Missus change, have to change position. Cut half the things you see, you ain't living. Really out here trying to make a difference. Change my options, I ain't going to prison. Took a shot, but the aim's missing. Same journey, but the pain's different. But the man think it's cool. Okay, live by them rules. We got man that we're school. I'm putting that knowledge to use. Don't wanna see us live. Get money then dip. Old days in the bits. Still tryna get rich. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live.
Jeez.
Nice.
That was nice right there, boy.
And Earth, you were just telling us that was some, you got a live flute player in for that.
Yeah, man. So 18 flute loops, did some live flute throughout it, on top of the samples and that. And then my boy Santiago did some drums and live instruments where the tune sort of dips off at the second half.
A little conga thing.
Yeah.
A little bongo thing.
Was it bongos or congas? Because I hate it when people call congas bongos. That's like cardinal sin.
Listen, you don't get this thing wrong, okay? You do this again, we kick you out. We want to know, is it bongo or congo? Timbale? Hey, la rumba.
It's a bongo.
So what was the idea behind that in terms of, because I like what you, there was a whole lot of I want this, I need this,
yeah,
I need that.
Yeah. Well, the idea was, so I had a lot of conflict when I left, when I grew up and started maturing and started reflecting. I used to hate, like I would hate what my friends and my brethren were doing, and it was like, hang on a second, like sometimes this is the options that we've been given. So that tune there is almost a reflection of our environment, and actually like we all want to live, do you know what I mean? We all want to get something, we all want to get by, and sometimes our opportunities are very slim. And it's just a reflection of that in a vibesy way, and we wanted to marry it with a beat that sort of people can vibes out to, because sometimes like the conscious music is always related to something laid back, and then you have to do this and chill to it. But actually, we wanted to hype people up and say, actually, we can make some conscious shit over something very hyped. So yeah,
this is why I love this guy, man. That's exactly what needs to happen, because but, you know, like all the talk about like, we need to, you know, there's a thing about banning drill or banning trap or banning, you know. It's like, no, we need to just get them to learn to rap about other shit on that music, you know? Not everybody has to be into the music, but at least if they're listening to it, I can be like, okay, I don't mind my child listening to that track. I don't mind compared to friggin', yeah, I'm gonna dead you now, fam. Dead you now. You know what I mean?
No, but that's one of the reasons why people love Run the Jewels. But also, that's why I think Dead Prez Hip Hop is such a dope record, because it just sounds like, yeah, let's just mosh in the club kind of thing and like kick people in the face. But when you actually pay attention to what you're saying, it's like, damn, they are dropping, like they're schooling you on that track kind of thing. Wicked. So it's nice. And that's such a UK thing to be able to like combine all these sounds together, I feel.
Yeah, it's really, that production's really interesting, man.
Oh, big up,
how long did that take then?
Not too long, you know.
How many years was he working on that one on Earth?
That one was a quick one, because that's not like with hip hop it's like you have to like play your drums in or like play them in and then like shift them and then like get the swings right. That's like kind of electronic, isn't it? So you just click it on the grid and then it's done.
Oh, it's easier.
Easier to make that kind of music.
But was it a sample that you used then? No?
Yeah, so I chopped up a sample in there. Yeah, there's a little sample in there, a little orchestral thing.
Nice, man.
And then just 808 and some electronic drums.
No, that song sounds really nice, but I'm not a big fan of the whole just like put things quantized and everything clicked into the position on the screen.
I gave it a bit of shuffle, but no, I'm all about the quantized off kind of guy. Do you know what I mean? Like
because all the greatest drummers throughout the history of recorded music is like you're feeling their feel and their pocket in how they play their beats in it.
That's why I love my MPC in it, because when you do it on an MP, just contours off and you just get them human vibes. Just sounds human.
Human vibes.
Honestly, we're missing
organic,
that.
Like, I'm telling you, it's organic.
It's vegan. It's vegan.
Don't even vegan get into all of that shit now. There's people out there calling themselves vegan. I don't know what a vegan is anymore, man. With the amount of vegans out there. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about. So in terms of like, what was the idea? Because this is your debut EP.
So
what did you want to get out there with your first drop? Like, in terms of, did you just want people to know who you were? Or were you like, don't worry about me, just listen to this music?
It's the flavour, man. It's the whole flavour behind it. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is like, every time I've come up here, it's a lifestyle for us. So when me and Strig linked up, we never really had an aim at the start. And then as we was putting tunes together, we said, right, we can make something out of this. And then the direction that it came with was sort of, so calculated outcomes means like these are like calculated decisions. So through reflecting, through thinking about our life and where we are now, it's like, hang on, some of the decisions weren't that bad actually. Like when we was at 14, doing some of the things we did was like the funnest time of our lives, do you know what I mean? So we didn't want to change that. So how we gave it to them was like sort of raw, but sort of like being brutally honest, like this is where we are now, but actually some of the stuff we was doing back then, it weren't that bad. Like, really enjoyed it. So that's the idea of it, and also like the experiences that we're going through now, like just living free and doing what you want to do, doing the things that make you happy instead of putting things into a box,
which is important.
Lovely. So people need to definitely listen to the EP to get more of that that schooling in there. It's a bit,
I did want to ask, because I bumped into him on Friday and I introduced him to somebody. I was like, this is Earth Evil, and then they kind of gave him a mad look, and then I went, it's Live Free backwards. Like, how many times does that happen where you're like, Earth Evil? People are like, what?
And it
that
is what it is.
It never occurred to me that was your name backwards.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
He's always said it on the
show. Yeah, but I ain't a lyrical person. I'm the other side of
and
the
And I ain't listening to y'all, mother love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got his headphones
basically,
on. I got his headphones on listening to Run the Jewels, bitch.
Don't even start. People get upset with me because I ain't feeling Run the Jewels. Anyway.
But yeah, you know, it is what it is. When I say the name to people, sometimes I don't even explain it.
Mm.
If they're open to interpretation, they can see it for what it is. And that's sort of what it is, really. It's like you hear it and it's like, ooh, Earth Fever, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But like, go find out for yourself.
But I love the look. When you say, yes, live free, the people go, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when Garfield finally wakes up. Oh, yeah. Let's get into the next tune, man. We got the open mic coming up right here on the Hip Hop Show. Get the EP, Mother Lovers.
Yeah, calculated thank you so outcomes. Much for joining
Earth
us.
Earth Evil, produced by Srigala.
Yeah.
I get worried that I'm going to say it wrong.
No, that's you got it. Yeah, that's it, man. That's
and you are getting involved in the open mic, I do believe, huh?
I'm going to jump on it. Yeah, I'm jumping on there.
Let's do this
and
thing,
that's
man.
Coming up next. This is FUBAR. FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne. ASAP Rocky featuring the one and only Skepta, Praise the Lord. I swear down, I can just imagine that song coming out in the Shakespearean times and people just shocking out to it.
Like, the lute on it.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Come hither, the bard is here. The bard is in the village. And you play that same melody and everyone would just be do, 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 do. Skepta, won't you spin us a little yarn over this? It'd be fucking amazing. Like, it just, one of the, like, it's a fucking banger.
Let's try 16th century folk rock.
It's true.
Every Wednesday, Michael Payne from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the eyes won't see you if you lie low. I said the eyes won't see you if you lie low. One, two. Some people are bad-minded, everything they do is foul. Right down to the nerve like a damn root canal. I'm confused about the way I'm supposed to let it go. It could all be brighter on the other side, we'll never know. Till it's too late to tell, the paper trail left a clue. When you move money like Western U, patience is testing you. Careful at them times though, eyes won't see you if you lie low. Shaken up, foaming at the mouth when I write flows. Capture like red cam, deadpan. My point of view, they see it like a head cam. Now you West Ham, covered in claret that is pumping from my heart into the function. Hell of a night, you know, hell of a righteous glow. Don't invite ghosts to write flows for me like a goat. I'm stubborn as fuck, so I stumble up the road, clutching hope. Nah, that's belief I hold, and that's a lethal dose to make your dreams happen. I've been absent, trying to drag myself back. It's feeling like a deep challenge on the peak balance. I'm just trying to keep control. People roam about 150 feet below, seeing gold, leaving mine spun like pizza dough. Reputation by itself won't feed us though. Regrets will eat you whole, leaving nothing left. So we aim for the best and expect nothing less. You know that. You know the eyes won't see you if you lie low.
Fear, I'm living it right, I'm living it here, I'm living in hype. You're silly and weird, I'm big on the mic, you're midgety there. Wizzy is sick of the stairs, Wizzy ain't no insignificant rare. Wizzy big in the vicinity, Wizzy be spinning to niggas, it's dizzy in here. Dizzy and where? Dizzy in here. Well done, Wizzy, you're lyrically rare. Well done, Wizzy, you're lyrically raw. Now here's the goal of the thriller is there. Hear them promise a million bear. Looking at man like I'm underprepared. Fired a penny for every time I listen, that to me, I'll be a millionaire. You're living a lie, you're living it wrong. My ticker is ticking, I'm ticking along. You're ticking me off, I'm digging a hole, I'm tucking you in, I'm tipping it on. On top of the world, top of your girl. Dribbling, pitching it, dinner, I'm long. Probably swell, cookie as well. After she cooking me dinner, it's on. Bag in the back of her, slap in the back of her, rag in the back of her, knack in the back of her, taking a top of her, slapping a tackle on top of her, nipple and Cassidy shagging her back to the crib with the cabbie. She crashing a man, and I ain't even having to carry her. You man are talking, it's local, it's gaming, it's more of the same. When your man never chatting, I'm chatting, I'm chatting, I'm chatting, I'm chatting. I'm back on the road with the crow for the addies. I'm back on the road with the crow for the man, and I'm back on the road with the flow for your family. I'm back with the back to the arm for the back of the van. I'll be strapping the dime with the pack of the man, couldn't cope with the crash. I'm attacking the man with the back of my eye like bang. Niggas they ain't ready for my slow phase. It's way too tight, I call it OJ. I don't own J's. If I did though, swear I'm LL Cool J. Moving like I'm Kanye, two man do it all day.
You know the eyes won't see you if you lie. No, no, no.
What was that? What was that right
Verb
there?
T, Pitch 92, Lie Low featuring Ocean Wisdom. That's from their latest album. Mm. You definitely need to listen back to when we had the guys on the show. So all of our past episodes are up there, but you should know that by now. It's foodbarradio.com/show/hip-hop. And right now, it's that time that we get into showcasing some of the bars that we have flying around in the UK right now. It's open night time, people.
You can get all kind of drinks at these bars, I tell you. That's what it sounded like, innit? Hey, so who we got today then? Obviously, we got Bucket Hat Jack.
Hello.
Earth Evil.
Yeah.
Who else is involved?
Oliver Reese.
What's going on, Oliver?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Where are you hailing from?
Okay, so hold on. Everyone's got to speak into the mic, like step up to the mic when you're speaking. Otherwise, no one ain't hearing none of your lyrics, okay? That goes for you too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Who are you?
Sorry about that there. Dr. Digman Freud can refer you to the hospital from that. So Reese, where are you hailing from? Speak into the mic.
I've come down from Leeds today, actually.
Alright, someone bring a mop. We got an accent in here. Sarah gets excited when she hears a northern accent, so we need a mop, but we might need some what's it called?
Dettol?
Yeah, Dettol.
Disinfectant.
Yeah, disinfectant, a whole bunch of shit. Some rubber gloves as well. How long have you been rhyming?
Yeah, I've been rhyming for about 6 years, I'd say. I'm 22 now, so since I was about 16.
Hey, another baby in the house.
Yeah, boy.
That's good to hear, man. You looking forward to the open mic?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
You got any releases out at the moment, or you working?
Got an EP out called Lucid Dreams, which came out in February, but I've got a new one called Awakening out mid-July.
Wicked, wicked. All right, looking forward to this. Who else we got? Cracker John.
Hello, mate. What's How going you doing? On, bro? You all right?
Yes, man.
I'm blessed. I've been busy. I went Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Got arrested. That wasn't fun.
You got arrested in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Tell me it weren't for weed. There's no way you
got arrested
for weed.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't funny enough. It was for something that you can do in the place, but I decided to do it in the wrong place, so they didn't like it. But instead of then, I've been in Northern Ireland. That was a good gig. Me and Jack went there.
Yeah?
And I've been busy. I went to a party in Luton. Shouts to Sly Moon. Went to see him the other day.
What Amsterdam jail's like? Do you get? Can you get high in there?
It's more comfortable than my bed at home. I've got like a single sofa bed that you have to fold out, and it's like warped in the middle. So when I was in there, I woke up quite happy.
Right, comfortable. He's like, nah, can I just
put it? They look after you as well. They were like, do you want to, like, woke up, do you want a coffee? Yeah, I'll have a coffee. Do you want a tea? Yeah,
medicated
I'll have a tea.
Coffee.
Do you want to go cigarette? Yeah, I'll go for a cigarette.
Serious?
And then the longer and longer I was in there, the less and less like nice they were. And eventually I got out. So really
they're like, nah, fuck this shit. He's getting too comfortable.
Mate, they made me rap in the jail because I had to go do a show that night. And then I was like flipping, oh, well, I've got to do a show. And they're like, go on, then give us a rap. And at that point, I was like, should I be a little puppet? And it's not going to do me any harm. And they liked
you
it.
You get out of jail free card then, you boy. You know
helps,
what I mean?
Rap to be free. It was jokes, man. But it was a crazy 4 or 5 days.
That's crazy.
But
man.
Yeah, I'm still recovering. But it's been good, man.
Right, well,
it's good to see you.
We're glad to. Likewise, bruv, man. We're glad to help you out with recovery. This is what we do here on the Hip Hop Show. You Mondays, you know what I mean? People get, they go hard. You see how we had Typolin Man earlier? You know what I mean? We help people just sweat it out. If you need to sweat it out, this is the place to do it. Who else we got here? Taju Lasano.
Yeah, my name's Taju Lasano, straight from Birmingham.
Nice.
I'm up today.
See that? This is a global thing here. All right, you know what I'm talking about, man. National, same shit in here.
National.
Some of us ain't got passports and that, so global. So where are you? So Birmingham. How long you been rhyming for?
Well, I've been rhyming since I was about 11, 25 now.
Nice.
Produce all my own music, write all my own rhymes.
Serious?
Sing all my own lyrics,
How long have you been producing?
Since I was about 15.
Ah, boy.
Yeah.
See, you lot making me think I should have got into it back in the days.
I come from a musical family, innit? So I didn't have a choice, bruv.
So you sing as well, you said?
Yeah. I was singing before I started rapping.
Right. What's the transition like when, because there's a whole lot more words.
Well, bruv, like, I mean, I didn't find my voice till I was like 18, literally for rapping. So it was a good like few years before I found my way with it. But it was basically because my pops were saying like, oh, you don't really have the rap delivery. So you might be a songwriter for people, but you might not be an MC. And then that just kind of pushed me. And I was like, no, forget that. I'm going to be an MC.
Like, that's crazy. So you got releases out as well?
Yeah, my EP, the Path EP drops Saturday.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah,
good timing, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
But I've got other releases coming out this year as well, so
looking forward to this one, Sarah. I think this is going to be a cracker. Right, John, do you see how
I like it. Not heard that before.
I got bars, bro. I ain't really, but.
And right, let's on get the into beat today, we got Jay Bravo.
Jay Bravo on the beat.
Is everybody ready to do this?
Yeah, let us know you can hear everything in your headphones.
One, two,
That's right.
Can you turn the beat up a little bit on these?
On record. This is the hip hop show right here on Food by Radio. Yeah. Bucket Hat Jack, you setting it off?
Yeah. Look, there's a bunch of motherfuckers trying to uppercut. Your best to suck them off as nipples till they bust and dribble. I keep levels high, it's incremental. Lost my instrumentals, botching every beat is titled as eventful final. 1, 2, 4 is done. Pour me all the rum. You can walk or run. Forced a couple bad memories to stay stumped. Not drunk for straight months, a buck fast. They call me monk, I'm up grafting for a fuck. But not Orangina faces, sockets hollow for a brain. Is everybody on the same shit? Same flicking basics. Texans rarely painless. Rather take rejection and select my favourite faces is bullshit. What happened to your booze, kid? I'm too smooth for this, so I'll be steadily talking the quickest and getting the ladies to water their clits in 4 ticks. Knocking at my door like you want more of this. Who'd have thought the scrawny kid's this awesome and you're sure of it?
It's like we all got a story to tell, we paint pictures. Our life's scripted, blank slates that gain wisdom. Contradictions that exist through lane switching. They stay ignorant, seeing things through strange visions. They can't handle the truth for the stories put before them. Check my decorum, I'm voting Labour, we're carbon. They hiding dirt like their foreskin. We keep it fresh like it's the middle of autumn. My brother, this be your warning. I ain't forcing an answer. I want some truth for my people who was murdered up in Grenfell. I pray their resting is peaceful. They can't tell me that was legal. Man, that's so deceitful. Man, that shit is frightening that we could be so unequal. Pledge your allegiance. Power to the people. Power to the ones who gon' never stand up for evil. I got faith on my side. Community filled resilience. Been through some shit. What makes it so damn significant? If they an immigrant, I'm an immigrant. Stay vigilant. I go hard. I'm an inner city militant. Motherfucker, I'm an inner city militant. You motherfucker, I'm an inner city militant.
Listen, Cracker John is from Croydon, but I'm representing UK. You fuck with this, you die too. Day. Cause I'm a rap about whatever. Don't care if the plot's clever. It jots better when you lost your measure. Cause then you have to be aware to be on back on track and chat actual facts so the fans can relax. So what you need to know about me, know yourself. Don't expose your wealth and go glow and tell. Cause you'll go to hell if you're not already there yet. I swear I'm at the steps, I feel the devil's tests. Consumerism living will be useless in the future for the children. Confusing the gift given. I choose love over money and choose both over bunnies, and I choose to take drugs so my nose running. You can say go and fuck me, I'd rather not go and fuck you. Really not about that. Listen, I'm fun and rude whether or not I fund the zoo, so don't let it sway your perception. I'm the truth. I wanna be on top of the roof shouting from the top of my lungs, what have I done?
Cracker John, man. Yo. What are you saying, Oliver Reese?
They tell me it's all part of the test. If you barter with death, you be parting with an arm and a leg. So start to reflect when your armor slips apart of the chest. Cause your heart will be next if you're late to army defense. And you're off the fence. That's no place to showcase theatrics. In the end, your slow plays could risk the whole stage collapsing. Then again, it's never okay to throw away your practice. It depends. In both ways, a cold state could be established. The globe rotates, snowflakes fall, and the sun shines. Good times run dry only sometimes. Unexpected circumstances alter your trajectory. Secondary escape plans as ready as they'll ever be, but that's never enough. Every endeavor is tough if you let it above the levels your heart and head can keep up with. Speak up, what you speak of is as primary as any speech. Deep cuts can heal, but no, the first cut is never sweet. I don't want my life to be a tragedy production, but man and beast are casualties that stand beneath corruption. And the human nature broken trying to handle these dysfunctions. Love lost and lust, but minds are married to seduction.
Jeez, Oliver Reese, right?
Yo,
Tajus.
Yo. Constantly batting thoughts around my head, probably cause I wonder about my purpose. Like you've been blessed with expression, life's a circus. I remember days performing, feeling nervous. Now I feel that the clouds are in my reach. Man's talking jewels, I'm getting silver linings with the speech. We teach, we breach, can't settle for them airwaves. Consciousness music to keep you enslaved. I brought my bros together to rock shows. Got ambitions of bumping sound across the globe. Keep them close, can't end up like Job. Can't rush, gotta take this flow slow. Like I don't plan to, but I inspire. Plant this seed of what? Of fire. Got backs like an umpire. Building rebel ones always made me the special one.
All the stress inside this place is met with violent faces. Trying to chase for goals that don't exist, like winning Space Invaders. I wait for ages just to play the latest game on skipping status from the bottom to the top spot like Gervais did. I'm not complaining, I just want more than a statement. Updating my pay is basic when I spend it on the same old trainers. Fuck the trends, I rep my friends' labels. Cause I really rate them, you should back whoever's round your table. If I'm eating favours, I know I won't take the weight of it. Internet's not made for it, these kids depict as tailor fit. But the stitch is breaking it, it's indirectly changing every situation. Maybe we're the generation facing the end of conversation.
Yeah. The end of conversation.
Let's try to tell you that.
Yo, yo.
Yo, people, what are you saying,
come
bro?
Come on, look. Yo. I grab the world by his throat and squeeze it in chillin' contracts. Push my life to the limit, I ain't leaving till I've done that one. Challenge my decisions like as a Christian, how I find it hard to love when love was Jesus' mission. I stretch the meaning of wisdom, I want that freedom of living. I can't believe in the system, locks my people in prison. Can you hear me now? Now, Theresa May, yo, can you hear me now? Blood of our ancestors, blood of our people. Blood so the profit margin stay above equal. Blood on the graves for the lost to be found. So no wonder all this blood infatuating our sound. Got my bros back in South contemplating what to do with life. Tied in a noose, ain't nothing new, just a new disguise. How would you decide if you knew it's either do or die? Best choose what's right, either that or mental suicide.
Listen up, after I've spitting all this ridiculous stuff, if it's not clear enough that I'm in the top tier and above, your dearest mum will wish a little run of the litter was a bit of jizz on a tongue. Seriously dumb if you don't think this talent is within balance of an inferior one. Yo, I get that vitamin from the sun, a victimless son. I'm the one they base Christmas on. Yo, all these lists of Johns, they'll eventually be songs if I stop getting really, really, really mauled. I treat my ego as long as I can. I'm popping collars that are contraband. No, I'm not in a band. It's straight dire, no earth, wind and fire. And I'm the one who stole your purple clipper lighter. Yo, listen, I'm always nervous on stage, and there's a burst of rage. Take interest in the verses I say.
Yo, crack a joke, give me joke, boy.
Check
mic. It.
My
pen
draws blood from the philosopher's stone. To sketch a spot to cost, dropped up in a tropical zone. Dot to dot, on my uppers, born the echelon. It ran, you're a broken Autobot, I'm the last living Decepticon. Descendant of Megatron, put cheese on my microchips. I war with a dark side like Skywalker and Kylo did. Flip the lid off Pandora's box just to see if any of its evils can compete with this psycho kid. Quintessential killer of instrumentals. Bomb shelters fill when I'm filling to grip the pencil, so it's mental. I surf brain waves, the new mainstay of this UK. HH should just make way because I flip the ace, grab the clip in the gauge. It's the cynical Mr. Baby scribbling syllables on the page. Scripted the insane maestro, psycho, I spray that pyro. Leave riddles with no vital signs of survival.
I don't sit and pray, I practically meditate. You hear the sound, I don't replicate. Ready, stand up, player one, take out two and three. 3, 2, 1, the countdown, I come to detonate. These dominoes fall, they dominate. Used to be mates, now they ain't. Shrug through my pain, tug while I overtake. I got dumb luck with fakes, wait, let me take a break. They sucking thumbs, pouting and wondering. I'm ducking funds, ain't doubting my thunder. Use me for enlightening the darkest space, no one I'm under. I'm defiant with science, you see me gravitating to the top, no compliance. No wonder why they Will Smith me. The title of sire or your highness of appliance, with no priors. I said if you're feeling the vibe, let me see you put your hands to the skiz. I want tis I. If you're feeling the vibe, let me see.
Some people crave the power like the soul's draining, only holding motivation for promoted status. But in most cases, in conversations, they're so vacant, can't cope with the basics. Suppose it's just the money changes you, and that's the situation we deluded to. Dilate the truth to see the patterns in abuse. The power acts inside a loop. You gotta stand up for you, cause the man won't reduce his own power till it's overdue. So break the mold or create your own. I've been staying home, trying to scope the road best I can for when I'm old. Friends say don't panic, understand it. If you waste your time planning, you'll only wind up cramming in the present moment. You really wanna settle for the plan they gave you, or rise above it like the head inside a Belgian brewery, acting like a substitute, picking up my running shoes. Whether you have bruised or carry on through, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm sitting free with my words. How the hell you gonna tell me my class gonna be my worth? Man, I get what I deserve when the reaper comes to my deathbed. But listen, I ain't dead yet, so I'm about to start a riot in this verse. Man, I'm on fire when I serve. I'm that pudding we eat at Christmas. Flow rich tea like we dipping it in with biscuits. They can't resist this. Might murder up your hit list, I've turned switches. I massacre what you writ. I'm squeezing until the clip empties. My gun fires from where my pen leaks. Metaphorical bullet shot spraying like a frenzy. Bars holding weight like our bodies float in the Dead Sea. Please don't pardon my manner, I'm meant to come off offensive. If you're hurt, I ain't sorry. If I said it, then I meant it. All this energy inside me, no wonder I'm so relentless. I'm just trying to see change like what self-service dispenses.
Crack a joke, what you say?
The brand new flavour of the year is here, and I'm sipping beer and giving cheers for all my missing peers. Your lyrics sit within a sphere which isn't clear, but the rhythm that they're giving is insufficient within a year. Yo, you're nowhere near my capabilities. You face
face misery because you're not able to figure me out. I'm living in the clouds where the rain is. I paint pics always overcast with grey mist. Yo, this taste of piss mixtapes of shit I've replaced on my coffee table for sniff or drinks to spit on. Yo, I'm a rhythm cure if you're wrong. I wander through the room with ones and frogs from the pond. What am I on? Yo, you're not as cool as John. Yo, I wonder if you can guess that I'm riddled with stress. Decks piled up to a top wind's bed. Not into discotheque, and I don't get respect because I demand it. I'm buying plants which are probably ruin my health. I'll take a chance of it. Yo, with one arm slip, my lyrics right, you will. Yo, yeah, I'm white chill, but decipher by a pill. I'm highly skilled, shorty means highly paid. But I just like to rave and not try and behave. Yo, I saw the light of day and ran to the dark with cannabis sparked. Tracks of immaculate starts.
If I conceal carry, I don't hide a pistol. It's a double-ended lightsaber with a kyber crystal. You got skeletons in your closet. I got force ghosts in my wardrobe with the fingers poised to fire a missile at the Empire's high officials. I ride the storm like my titles for till I reach my final form. Ooh. So what you fighting for? I ain't Goliath more. David, when I sling stones and take out your entire horde. When the alliance forms, careful where your allegiance lies. Sometimes the best get demonized, so best they eagle-eyed. Mm. Yo, everybody wants to tell you how to free your mind, but those are the sort of lies I'm more inclined to leave behind. Something ain't feeling right. It's just a thorn on my side again. Peep, now my liver's leaking Heineken. Rhyme after rhyme again. I'm scheming to thrive, not a thief in the night. I'll be dazed within a dying environment with sentiments departing. I'm trying to make my heart sing. Notes that the dark brings are playing on my heart strings. Like poison melodies, its charm reflects Persephone. They're set to be the death of me. Eventually embarking upon journeys to the edge of the abyss. I'm set to reminisce about my life within some letters to my kin, where I'll seek asylum in a house of cards. Told the jack of hearts to guard me with his death and travel me to Mars in his car and leave a carbon footprint so that I can find my way back. Cause since way back I was lost, trying to pay back high costs to my brain span. Knowledge was the currency I should have relished, but instead embellished, paid the jack with it and went to
Paris. Bring that freestyle, free with the style, coming with that verse with style, cause I'm versatile. Armored like a crocodile, but I'm coming like an alligator. See you later, mater. See, I'm moving backwards, using them rear views. You know I knew. Wait, can't compute. Every time that I come, I spit it something like R2-D2. Man said Star Wars, now I'm in Bar Wars. Let me spit that bar for bar, 8 bar, 48 bar, I bar hard in bar fights. You know I don't come for the spirits, just come for them real lyrics. Now I don't come with gimmicks, never that. I come through the real raps. Real talk is all off the top, and real talk is that real hip hop with that drip drop precipitating all across the nation. Shout out to my brand, that's the Cozy Nation. Said I'm sponsored on the ship and I'm going off. Now I gotta take off with flight, but you know that I got the might like Bruce Almighty. Now I'm coming through, I bring it so flighty. Fly with me, I'm the nice lighty. Now bring it down, now let's go bucket hat.
Hey man, that's the open mic right there. I told you, sir, I said to you. That was crazy, man. Give it up for the MCs, Bucket Hat Jack, Cracker John, Oliver Reese, Tarju Lesano, Earth Evil. I just wanted to make sure I say the names right, you know what I mean? I've got a little glaucoma, you know what I mean?
I was loving that session, guys.
And that was Jay Bravo on the beat. All you MCs, if you want to get involved, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com. All you got to do is just send a link to some of your music. Make sure it says open mic in the subject. And if you're a producer, want to get a beat on here like Jay Bravo, send 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. If you don't just attach MP3s to the email, you might not hear back from it. I'm just putting it out there like that. Guys, man, really appreciate that open mic right there. Killed it. Let's go around this way. How can we get hold of you? Earth Evil.
Obviously, yeah, at me at Earth Evil, EarthEvil, on all the social media platforms.
Yo, Oliver Reese.
Yeah, you can get me on Oliver Reese Artist on Instagram. That's OliverRWES Artist. And on Facebook, you just type in Oliver Reese, spoke the same.
Tarju?
Yeah, you can get me at Tarju.Rez. That's TarjuDopeRes, repping that Dope Rez tribe.
Cracker.
You already know where to go. iFocus Records, man. Check the stuff out. I swear, check the shit out.
Buckethat Jack with underscores in between each word.
That's it. And shouts out to Jay Bravo on the beat as well. Man, all Jay of you sounded nice on that beat. That was a really dope session. And shouts out to all of you guys who have been locked into the show as well. To Riot, to Junior, Pre-Past. And yeah, make sure you join us.
That's the same guy, Junior Purposes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, it's that dyslexia kicking in. And glaucoma kicking in, yeah. And anything you miss, you can listen back on the website, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Up next, you've got Michael Payne. Me and Mice are going to be back next Monday, same time, 4 p.m. with all that hip-hop goodness. Yeah. Dudes, thank you so much for being here. And let's leave you with a little bit more High Focus. This is brand new Flip Chicks. It's Like That.
High Focus. In the building. We stay building. I'm so high, I see my vessel that my soul's attached to. No lie, I'm like a lion when I'm rhyming at you. From the solar plexus, golden fire rises at you. I play the pressure like Shiatsu, but it ain't you to take your final breath and tie a lasso and hang like basketball and slam dunking hoops. I feel the vibe like a masseuse, killing time with the raccoons. Never get in line to pay them taxes like they ask you. I'm gonna catch you off guard on the back boot. It's a par for a glance, panel glass, a man, what can't we jam? Oh, yes, we can, moment our man. Except our system is a scam. So don't be plotting on no ghost train going hellbound. My city enters meltdown. Cooking up a storm, the ingredients off the shelf now. Never out of date, I make you elevate. These featherweights, it better stay the hell away or detonate. I feel a glow no matter what the hell the weather say. I kill a show, collect my pay, get waved another day. I stand wild, never losing my inner child. Forever moving out and all the world spinning while we wild. Tears are spilling off the face of mother nature while we smile. We're in denial, left to try. And if the queen be my beat, well I must be a king of star. Individual, left fingerprints in the ghost since a child. I break your faith down to increments I'm eating while you linger in the awe. Got a dinner train or dinner on that plate, dog.